for the truth of the Bible and for our access to it.
主啊，我们要感谢您啊，在圣经里的真理和我们可以继续进到这真理里去。
By the Spirit of God, we're able to understand and to live your truths, and that's what we're praying for today.
藉着您的圣灵，我们可以理解这样的真理，我们也可以活出这样的真理，这就是我们今天要祷告的。
Help us then as we study your word and give us encouragement from it, we ask in Jesus' name.
当我们开始学习您的话的时候，请您帮助我，给我们鼓励，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Very good. Well, we've been studying in the book of Ephesians.
现在我们在一直在学习以弗所书。
So, Ephesians chapter 6.
今天是以弗所书第六章。圣经可以翻到那里。
And let me just give you a bit of a summary of the book of Ephesians to bring us up to date where we are.
今天给大家呢做一个小结，就是说看以弗所书啊，把我们从哪里带到今天这里。
The first three chapters of Ephesians teach us all about the wonder of our becoming part of the family of God.
所以呢，以弗所书的前三章，所有的都是告诉我们，我们成为神的家庭成员以后所行的美妙的事儿。
And it provides the great theological foundation for us upon which we can build our lives.
所以呢，这里给我们提供了一个非常大的神学的基石，这样我们可以在这上面建立我们的人生。
So chapters 1, 2, and 3 are all about the truth of God that we build on.
因为从一章到三章的所有的关于神的真理，我们可以建立在上面的。
And then chapters 4 and 5 and the first part of chapter 6is the truth that we build into our lives, what we are to be personally, what we are to be in relation to the assembly, what we are to be in our families and in our jobs and in the world.
应该从以弗所书第四章一直到第六章的前半部分都是关于我们可以在这个真理上建立起来的，是关于我们家庭的，我们父母和儿女的关系，老板和雇员的关系，和我们和教会之间的关系，这样一个。
So it's true, as we take the truth of what Jesus has done for us and build it into our daily lives, we get strong and we're able to live.
这就是真的，当我们把主耶稣给我们的真理建立在我们的人生里面，我们活出来，这样我们就可以变得非常强壮。
But the last half of chapter 6 of Ephesians is all about our warfare, how we fight, how we resist, how we stand for God in the battle.
因为后半部分的第六章以弗所书就是告诉我们所有的是关于战争的，属灵的战争，是我们怎么样去拿起那些武器，怎样站立得住，怎样去战斗。
The devil doesn't like us. He wants to fight us and he will keep on fighting. We've just got to stand strong.
今天那个魔鬼他不喜欢我们，他要一直和我们战斗。还会一直站得下去，所以我们要拿起神的武器，然后我们能够坚强站立得住。
So the question is, how are we going to stand strong? Stand strong when we're attacked by the evil one, and also stand strong when we want to proceed in the Christian life and win victories for Jesus in other lives as well.
我们怎么站立得住呢？当个恶魔袭击我们的时候，我们不光要在他袭击我们的时候站立住，我们同样要是在 为其他的人建立在基督里的这样的一个人生一样去战斗。
And so verse 10 then begins this theme of our warfare and how we can win the battle.
所以呢第十节呢就是告诉我们我们怎样去拿起这些武器然后我们怎样去赢得这样一个战斗。
So the line that it begins with is finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
所以呢在这个第十节是说我还有没有两句话里面靠着主因呢他的大能大力做刚强的人。
All right. How can you be strong? Not in yourself. You can only be strong in the Lord.
所以呢你怎么变得强壮呢你不可能靠你自己。你只能变得强壮在主里你才能变得强壮。
And you'll remember the stories of the battles in the Old Testament. There are many stories of many battles in the Old Testament. How were the battles won? By people who said, Lord, you have got to win the battle with me, in me, and through me.
旧约里有很多很多的战斗，他们是怎么去赢的呢？我们就说主啊。您必须在这个战斗里面，您必须跟着我，您必须通过我去做，我才能赢。
So you've got the interesting line here, the interesting phrase, be strong in the Lord.
所以呢，我们看到这样的有一个很有趣的，就是我们要在主里做刚强的人。
On Sunday nights, we've been studying in the book of Joshua.
在星期天的晚上我们学习约书亚书。
And we pointed out then that we are to be strong in the Lord the same way Joshua was to be strong in the Lord.
我们呢指出来我们要像约书亚那样在主里变得刚强那样一样我们也要像那样变得刚强。
And we noted in Joshua chapter 1, that four times Joshua is told, you be strong in the Lord, be strong and be of good courage, be strong. Four times he had to know that in the Lord he could be strong.
你在约书亚书记的第一章里，约书亚被告知四次说在主里刚强，在主里刚强。只有你在主里，你在主里可以变得刚强。
Why would that be? Why did he have to be told over and over and over and over to be strong?
为什么会这样呢？为什么他一直一直不断地重复地告诉他他要刚强呢？
And the answer is he may have been something like me. When I see battle, my voice is just cracking. When I see battle, I'm often tempted to turn around and run away.
所以他这个原因呢可能就是像我自己一样当我如果看见有一个战斗在那里时候 我会转身就跑。
I'm not very good at being strong. So if I'm going to be strong, I can only be strong in the Lord.
因为我不擅长于变得刚强如果我很刚强的话我只能在主里变得刚强。
David was so strong in the Lord, he could run to fight Goliath.
所以呢，大卫王在主里是非常刚强，所以这样他可以去和格利亚战斗。
And the reason is because if we're strong in the Lord, we're strong in the power of his might, his mighty power. That's the only way we can ever win battles for God.
因为原因呢是如果我们依靠着主仰望他的大能大力我们就可以做刚强的我们可以赢得战斗这是唯一的方式我们可以赢得战争的方式
So we've got to be strong in the Lord but we don't just stand there we've got to do something and so verse 11 says put on the full armor of God that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes
所以呢我们是告知要在主里边的军事但是我们不仅仅是站在那里 我们第十一节呢告诉我们呢，你要去穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So the devil comes at me and he says, I'm going to get you, Harold. And I say, hang on a minute. I've got the armor of God on. You can't get me because the armor of God is here to protect me.
所以呢，那个魔鬼跑到 Harold 的人说呢，我会打败你。Harold 说，等一下，我已经穿上了神所赐的全副的军装。当我穿上这个时候，你不可能打败我。
And so for the next many verses now, we're going to look at the various armor pieces of God that will protect us. He's saying, take them all for your protection.
因为在后面的几节经文里，我们可以去看看所有的那些关于神给我们的军装的那些装备，然后所有的那些都是来用来保护我们的。
So verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God. And verse 13 says, therefore, put on the full armor of God.
因为第十一节呢说呢，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，然后第十二节说呢，也要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
If we're going to stand for God, we've got to take the full, the complete armor of God and have it on at all times.
所以呢，我们如果要在主里站得住呢，我们要拿起所有的神所赐给我们的军装，所有的穿上，完完全穿上，所以我们才能够站立得住。
Now, the Greek word for full armor is very unexpected and very important.
在那个希腊文里，这个全副的军装是完全出乎意料的，也是完全重，非常重要的。
The word actually comes into English at some point. The word in Greek is panoply.
因为这个呢，希腊文其实呢，用英语说起来呢，就叫 panoply.
And the prefix of the word panoply is pan.
因为这个前缀呢，因为这个希腊词的 panoply 呢是 pan.
So what does the Greek pan, sorry, the Greek prefix pan, what does that mean?
那个希腊文的全缀那个 pan 是什么意思呢？
And the answer is it means all.
这个答案就是所有的。
So we've got a problem in the world right now. It is called a pandemic.
所以呢，我们今天呢，在整个世界出现了一个问题，叫那个瘟疫 pandemic.
So what's pandemic mean?
所以这个瘟疫
It means there's a sickness, but it's a sickness all over. It's not a localized little problem. It's a pandemic. It's all over.
所以这个 pandemic 是什么意思呢？它那个就是说，有那个病毒在世界里。这个病毒呢，这个瘟疫呢，就是世界上所有的地方，每一个角落都有了，所有地方都有。
So what's panoply mean?
那 panoply 是什么意思？
Well, the suffix for the word panoply is oply, and oply basically means busy.
所以呢，那个后缀就是 oply. Oply 是什么意思呢？是很忙。
And so the word panoply would mean all busy.
所以这个panoply 的意思就是所有人都很忙。
So, if you want to stand firm and win the battle against the devil, how are you going to do it? You're going to start by being busy.
因为如果你要站立得住，要去赢得跟恶魔的战争，你怎么做呢？你要一直非常的忙。
Okay, when you're busy, you get all dressed up for work.
因为当你很忙的时候呢，你就把那些所有的工装都会穿上。
When you're not busy, you don't get dressed up for work. You say, oh, well, I'm okay. And you relax.
那你不忙的时候呢，你会把那些工装都脱下来，你说哎呀我很好，我就放松放松。
When is the devil going to win his battle against you most?
所以呢那个恶魔最有可能战胜你的时刻是什么时候呢？
Answer, when you're relaxed and not busy.
答案就是当你放松，完全放松，不忙的时候。
Okay. Are you overworked?
你那个工作过量了吗？
Maybe that's a good thing.
那当然就是个好事儿。
But you're not going to stand for God against the wiles of the devil when you're all relaxed and going la-di-da-di-da. If you're going to serve God, you have got to be busy.
如果你非常的轻松，非常的放松，你成天阿弟的弟了，你就不可能赢得跟我们的战争。你要想赢得这个战争，你必须保证你自己非常忙。
There are some people say, I'm a Christian, and because I'm a Christian, I go to church for an hour every week.
有些人说呢，我是个基督徒，为什么我是个基督徒呢？因为我每个星期都到教堂去一个小时。
They gonna stand tall for God?
他们不是一直站立着为神吗？
No.
没有。
If you're going to stand for God, you've got to be busy.
如果你要站立得住为神呢，你必须非常忙。
And one of the things that thrills me about 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is that many of you are on Zoom or you're at a meeting here or doing something else for God many times every day.
所以呢，有一件事让我感到非常欣慰的是，你们所有很多人都一直是说来参加这个 Zoom 上的会议，或者在其他的时间一直在参加着为神工作的这样一个活动。
What is the benefit of that? Why, it means you're busy for God and you won't be busy for the devil.
所以这里有什么好处呢？如果你为了神而忙的话，你就不会去为了恶魔而忙。
Now my sister has reminded me that our mother always made sure we were busy.
她姐姐现在提醒她说，她们的妈妈通常让她们保持在忙的那个状态。
And I used to say to my mother sometimes, Mother, I don't want to be interrupted. I'm playing.
因为我通常呢对我妈妈说，妈妈，我不想被打断，因为我现在正在玩。
And she would say, Harold, it's better for you to be busy. You come over here. You go over there and do this work for me.
你的妈妈说呢， Harold 对你来说忙对你是比较好的。你到这里或者到那里去，我来帮忙我做一些事。
And I used to say, I don't want to.
我通常说我不想去干活。
And she used to say, that doesn't matter. Go and do it.
她妈妈说呢，这没有关系。我叫你做你就做。
Now why did she do that?
为什么那么做呢?
She knew that I had to be busy doing things that were important because if I didn't, the devil would find some bad things for me to do.
因为她妈妈知道她一直要忙着去做一些重要的事情，如果她不是那样去做的话呢，那个恶魔就会找到她，让她去做一些坏的事。
So if you're going to stand tall for God, you're going to be busy. And if you don't want to be busy, you won't stand tall for God.
你要一直为神站立得住呢，你就必须得保持一直很忙。如果你不能保持很忙，你不会为神站立得住。
But verse 11 says, if we are busy, if we put on the full armor of God in our busyness, then the Lord will help us stand against the devil's schemes.
所以第十一节说呢，如果我们一直保持很忙，一直在主里保持很忙的话呢，那个主呢就会帮助我们去抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And then verse 12 tells us what our battle in life is all about.
所以第十二节告诉我们，在我们的人生中所有的战争是什么样的。
He says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms.
第十二就是因为我们并不是与属血气的真正乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵的属灵气的恶魔真正。
Okay, so the fact is the devil wants to get you.
事实上呢，那个恶魔想打败你。
The devil fights against us.
这个恶魔一直跟我们斗争争战。
And we don't understand. We've never seen the devil. We don't know what he's doing. All we know is that when he gets a chance, he's going to trip us up.
因为我们不知道他怎么去做，我们从来没见过魔鬼，但是我们所有我们知道的呢，他就想把我们打倒。
And he comes at us from many different directions.
他呢，来攻击我们，从不同的方向来攻击我们。
He comes against us as rulers, as the authorities, as the powers of darkness, as spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. I don't understand what they are.
那魔鬼来自那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的和那些属灵气的那个王国，我不知道这些都是什么意思。
All I know is that the spirit, the devil is trying to get me.
我所有的理解的就是那个魔鬼想要打败我。He's
trying to destroy what I'm trying to build for God.
他一直试图着想要毁掉我在神里所建立起来的。And
because I don't know when or where or how he's going to come at me, I've got to have all the armor of God on all the time.
但是我不知道他什么时候，从什么地方，以什么方式来攻击我，所以我必须把所有的神给我的全副的军装全部都穿上。I've
got to be busy for God.
我要变得非常忙在神里。Okay,
so again, when I was a little boy, people would often say to me, "You come with me and do this bad thing."
因为再一次来说，当我是个小男孩的时候呢，那些人通常来跟我说：“你来跟我在一起，我们去做些坏事。”And
I would say, "I'm sorry, I can't. My mommy won't let me."
我说对不起，我不能做，因为我妈妈不会让我去做。Then
when I got older, the devil would sometimes say, "You come here and do this bad thing."
等我稍微大一点的时候呢，那个魔鬼会来说：“你到这里来，我们去做点坏事。”And
I would often say, "I'm awfully sorry, I can't. I'm busy. I've got to do the work of God. I've got to be at this meeting. I've got to go and help that person. I've got to be studying my Bible. I can't come and do those bad things with you now. I'm busy for God."
因为我说非常对不起，我现在非常忙，因为我要去为这些事，我要去服侍神，我要去做这些，我要去帮助那个人，我要去读读圣经，我要去做一些讲道，我有很多事情要做，我在神里非常忙，所以我不能跟你去做。Now
verse 13 picks the theme up and says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand."
第十三节继续说，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。So
it basically says you don't know when the day of evil is coming.
基本上说，那你不知道那个魔鬼什么时候会来。You
don't know where the temptation is going to be next.
你又不知道下一步的那个诱惑是什么。And
so you put the armor of God on all the time, so that when the temptation comes, your armor is on.
你在所有的时间都把神所赐的全副军装穿上，当魔鬼来的时候，你的军装已经在你身上了。Now,
the theme in all of this is that after the temptation, you're supposed to be able to stand.
所以这里那个场景呢，是在你被诱惑以后，你应该能站立得住。
So we have a little phrase in English, I don't know whether it translates into Mandarin, but in English, the phrase goes like this. He is a pushover.
所以呢，他说在英文里有一个词，他不知道这中文怎么翻译，但我也不是很确定。他说he's pushover，那就把他推倒。Pushover.
So you can imagine the little children fighting.
所以你去想象一下，两个小孩在那打。And
you get the big guy coming against the little guy, and the big guy pushes the little guy over.
因为你那一个个子大的孩子，一个个子小的孩子，他们一起来，结果那个个子大的把那个小孩就推倒了。And
I understand that because when I was a little boy, I was always the smallest little boy, and I was an easy pushover.
那时候我理解这个，因为当我是个小男孩时，我通常就是那个最小的，通常我是最容易被那个推倒在地的那个人。
But spiritually, I was taught, don't be a pushover, you stand up for God.
但是呢，在林里，我通常被告知说，你要站立得住，你不要被推倒，你要为神站立得住。
And doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, God wants you to be so strong that regardless of what the pressures are, when it's over, you're still standing tall for Jesus.
因为这里告诉你的是，不管你是做什么，不管你在哪里，不管有多大的压力，不管有多大的困难来袭击你，最后你都要为我们的主耶稣站立得住在神里。
So count the word stand. We'll read it again.
Verse 13.
Put on the full armor of God so that when the evil day comes, you may be able to, number one, stand your ground. And after you've done everything to, number two, stand. Verse 14. Number three, stand. God wants his people to stand up, stand tall. And when it's all over, you're still standing.
所以在这里呢，我们来数一数这个站立得住。第十三节里说要拿起绳索，束的全副的征装，好的，蒙难的日子呢，站立得住。这是第一个站立得住，后面还有跟着一个站立得住。第十四节说，所以要站稳了，这是一个第三个站立得住，所以当所有的这些一切结束的时候，你要站得非常稳，站得住。
So in English, we picked up on this theme, and we have a phrase that goes like this. He was the last man standing.
因为在英语里有这么一个词，最后一个站着的人。
Okay, and when all the battles are over, who's going to be standing?
因为他所有的战斗结束以后，谁还在那站着呢？
Okay, Goliath has hit the ground, and David is still standing.
那格利亚呢，倒在地上呢，那个大卫王呢，仍然站立在那。
Okay, and when the last battle is fought, Jesus will be standing.
因为在最后的 所有的战斗打完了以后，主耶稣
All his foes will be defeated. Jesus will be standing.
所以主耶稣所有敌人都不会打败，主耶稣会站立在那里。
Now he wants that for you and me.
所以他为你我赢得的那个战争。
And so your prayer and my prayer is, Lord, would you please work in me today so that when the battle is raging, I will still be standing.
因为你的祷告和我的祷告是这样的，主耶稣啊，请你帮助我，当我们最后的战争的时候呢，我是那个站在那里的人。So
the question is, all right, how can we be standing? Verse 14.
所以呢，这个问题来了，我们怎么样站着呢？
It says, stand firm then, number one, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
那第14节第一个说，所以要站立得住， 第一件呢，用真理当作带子束腰。
Why do we stand? We stand because we are built on truth. Our whole foundation is truth, and we are going to stand on that truth.
为什么要站着呢？因为我们所有的基石建立在之上的就是真理。我们要为真理，我们在真理上站立得住。
Somebody says to you, do you understand everything in the Bible?
有些人问你说你理解圣经里所有的一切吗？
You say, no, I don't understand everything in the Bible, but I believe this, I believe it's truth, and I am going to stand on that truth.
我说我不会，我对圣经里不是每一件事我都了解，但是我相信圣经是真理，我要在这个真理上站得住。
Now, if you don't stand on truth, you'll be a pushover.
如果你不站立在真理上，你会被推倒。
Sooner or later, people are going to realize, and you'll realize that what you've been following is not truth, but you stand on truth.
因为迟迟早早，人们都会发现你是不是站立在真理上呢？是取决于你是不是被推倒，还是站立的住。
So Vic and I were talking earlier this morning.
因为那个老王今天早上跟他谈了一下。
And Vic's words were these, I believe the Bible is God's truth.
因为老王说的呢，我相信圣经是神的真理。
Okay, that's what you stand on.
这就是你站在的地方。
Now the question is, where do you have the truth?
你的问题是你在哪里找到真理呢？
And the answer is you have it right around your middle.
所以呢你这个事实就是你在中间就能找到。
The picture is the picture of a man in the old days going to work.
你这个画面呢是在旧时代的时候一个人他去工作。
Now the Lord Jesus in the old days in the days of the Lord Jesus and before, the farmers and everybody else used to wear long skirts.
因为在主耶稣的那个年代，甚至更早的时候，当那些农民要去工作的时候，那些农民通常都穿着那个长袍。
They didn't have pants like we have in our day. They just wore long skirts.
他们没有像我们今天这样有裤子，他们只是穿一个长袍。
But if a farmer went to work in his field, the long skirts would drag in the dirt. They would become dirty. They would get ripped and torn. They would slow him down.
因为这些人呢，如果一个农民在地下地的时候，他的那个长袍呢，会沾上脏东西，沾上水。如果他不竖起来，就会变得很重，最后让他工作变得很慢。
So before he went to work, he would reach down, he'd get a hold of the bottom of his skirt, he would bring it up, and he would tuck it into his belt around his middle.
因为当他那个农民去工作的时候，他会首先把他那个衣襟的下面卷起来，然后扎在他的那个腰带里。
And that way his legs would be free, and he had extra clothing around the middle to protect him.
因为这个呢，就是说他在战斗中，他有一个东西保护在他的腰的周围，完完全全保护他。
Now that's what the picture is. The Christian takes the truth of God, and he says, "All right, I'm going to wrap it around my middle so that I can get on with the work, and I can use that truth for strength." I am going to get busy, all busy, working for God.
因为基督徒是这样的，就是说这是真真理，我要把它束在我的腰上，环绕着我，我要去变得非常忙，这样会保护我，我要在这个上面去工作。
And the other thing that he's going to do is he's going to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
另外一件事神要在我们身上做的是用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
So this man is now protected from the shoulders down to the thighs.
所以呢，这个人呢，他就从这个护心镜一直从他的肩膀一直保护到他的大腿。
And the protection of the upper part of the body is called the breastplate of righteousness.
所以保护这个身体上半部分的这个东西呢，被称为公义的护心镜。
So, in the old days, people used to wear a breastplate, and that would help them in battle. Sometimes they would take a piece of metal and they would mold it and shape it so that it was around the shoulders, their arms were free, it would be around their middle, and it would just be one great sheet of metal. And if you hit it, it would be bonk, 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 and it would protect them from arrows. It would protect them even from a sword sometimes going in.
在旧时代呢，很多人会穿一个护心镜，它是这样的，战斗中都能保护他们。那有些人呢，他没有那个，他就拿一片金属，这样把它稍微弯一下，放在他的这个胸前，这样保护住。在战斗中呢，他们保护那个别人射来的箭。甚至包括那个手上拿的剑，都有时候都刺不穿，这样可以保护他。
But that's not the kind of breastplate that's talked about here.
这个不是我们在这里要谈到的护心镜。
If you were to join the police force today, they would give you a bulletproof vest.
如果你今天你去当警察，他们会给你一件防弹背心。
And you'd probably put it on under your uniform. It was a different kind of a breastplate.
那你可能会把它穿在你的制服之下，这是不同的一个护心镜。
Instead of being just a sheet of metal, it would be interlocking fibers.
因为如果它不是像这样是一个金属块，它是一个很密度很大的那个纤维制成的。
They would be metal fibers, but they were interlocking on both levels, and they would somehow interweave, and they would be woven so tightly together that even a bullet couldn't get through.
那它这个纤维它是这样的，它外面呢它可以紧紧的连在一起，里面也是紧紧连在一起。它有不同的方向，这么紧密的扣着，而一个子弹打来的时候，甚至都射不穿。
So the question is, how are you going to stand for God? You're going to have on a breastplate of righteousnesses so that you're continually doing the good things that you should do so that the devil can't get his bullet, his sword in because you are doing righteousnesses.
现在这个呢，你怎么站立得住呢？实际上，你就是把这个公义的神的公义穿在身上，这样的，然后发现你一非常忙的去做不同的事为神，一直做着做着，当那个恶魔来攻击你的时候，他的子弹呢和他的剑呢穿透不了你这个公义的护心镜。
So the devil says, "Let's go and do this bad thing."
所以我们说，我们来去干干坏事。
And you say, no, 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 I can't do that bad thing. I've got all these righteousnesses in my life, and you can't get the bad thing in there. It's all protected by the righteous good deeds that I am doing.
那你说不不不，我不能去干坏事，因为我所有的公义都在这里，这么交织着保护着我，你不能进来，你不能通过那个让我去干坏事。
And then verse 15 says, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
第十五节说要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Okay, so the question is, what do your feet do?
问题是你的脚会干什么都做什么事呢？
Answer, well, your feet should be doing, you should be going off with the gospel. I've got to go teach the people the truth of God. I've got to go to serve the Lord. I can't go in the wrong direction. I'm going in the right direction.
所以你的 脚呢是就是说我要朝这个方向走，我要去传神的福音，另外一个方向走，我要去学习圣经，我不能走错方向。
So very often you don't end up in the wrong place because you're going to the right place.
所以呢，结果呢，你通常不会走到一个错误的地方，因为你在一个正确的方向走。
There are all kinds of bad things that go on in the world. I don't know anything about them because my feet don't go there.
这个世界上有很多很多的坏事，我基本上我都不了解，因为我的脚没有往那个方向去走。
Are you beginning to get the picture?
你开始有这个画面呢，在你大脑里。
It goes like this. You got to take all the armor of God because you've got to be all busy.You're going to keep going for God, you're going to be busy.
因为呢，你要是朝这个方向，你用神赐你的全副的军装往这个方向走，你也一直很忙，你要让保持自己一直在一个忙的状态。
Number two, you're going to have your loins girt about with truth because you're working. You're not playing, you're working.
所以第二个呢，你的腰上是束着神的真理。因为你是要工作，你不会说在那里玩，你要一直工作。
Number three, you're going to have a breastplate of righteousnesses on because you're always going to be doing righteous things.
第三件呢，就是你有一个公义的做父亲敬，因为这样是你一直要保持着你自己一直做一些正确的公义的事儿。
Number four, you're going to have your feet.Going in the right direction so that you're going to be where you ought to be.
那么第四件呢，就是说你的脚要走在正确的方向，这样呢，最终只有能保障你走在你应该到的地方去。
Did you catch the theme of busyness?
你看出了这个画面里的那种怎么样去忙吗？
Okay, I'm thrilled at the strength of the people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.They are prepared to be busy for God.
因为我非常欣慰，在16届教会的人呢，他们非常的勤奋，一直保持着在神里，保持着很忙。
You will never be strong as a part-time Christian.
你永远不会变得刚强，如果你是一个part-time 的基督徒。
You'll be strong as a full-time Christian. You'll not be strong as a part-time Christian.
因为你只有全时工作的时候，你才能作为一个强壮的基督徒。如果你只是工作一小会儿，你就不会成为一个强壮的基督徒。
All right, so are you prepared to take the gospel of peace at any time?
那你准备好了，用平安的福音拿起来，在任何时候都在你身上吗？
My friend of mine asked me the other day whether it would be all right for him to take a drink so he can enjoy liquor.
Yeah, 我的一个朋友在一个时间问我说，如果我去喝酒是不是可以的？因为这样我可以去享受这个酒精。
I said to him, if there were two pilots who were going to fly the plane, one who'd had a few drinks and the other who hadn't,Which pilot would you like flying your plane?
因为我说有两个飞行员，一个飞行员呢喝了酒，另一个没有喝。你要哪一个飞行员来开你的飞机呢？
Now the Christian has got to be always prepared with the readiness of the gospel of peace. And so the Christian never says, I'm going to get some downtime so that I can sin, so that I can have my pleasures. I'll just take the downtime. No, God says, your feet are always to be ready for the gospel of peace. Don't ever get into that position of weakness or impairment so that you cannot do the work of God.
所以呢，其实上呢，基督徒呢要在所有的时间前前后的准备好去为谁工作。你不能说啊，我先休息一会儿，我先放松一下，我来先享受一下生活啊。所以基督徒呢，永远的在每时每刻都要准备好为神做工，不能说在某一刻你那个时候处在一种不清醒状态，你不能去做。
that little bit of advice that I just gave you is the advice that Solomon's mother gave to him and said, don't you ever as king be in a position where you cannot act wisely.
在任何一刻把你放在一个你不能很聪明的去行动的那个位置上。
All right, verse 16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
所以呢,第十六节经说,此外要拿着信德当盾牌,可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Okay, so you go through life with the shield of faith. It's a wonderful defensive tool to have.
所以在你的人生中,你要把这个信心当作盾牌,这是非常好的一个盾牌,你要一直拿着。
Now, sometimes you have strong faith, and sometimes you only have weak faith.
有时候呢,你的信心很强,有时候呢,你信心也比较弱。
And the Bible basically teaches that there are two ways in which we have strong faith. One is we have strong faith because we heed the word of God.
所以呢,第一个呢,就是因为我们有强的信息,是因为我们倾听神的话。
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's how we have strong faith.
信心呢,来自听,听呢,来自听神的道,所以这样呢,
Do you want to have a big, strong shield when you're fighting? Yep. How do you get it? You read the word. You live on the word of God. That'll build your faith strong.
当然是的,所以呢,怎么去拿呢?你要记得,去读神的话,听神的话,这样呢,你一直就有一个强的盾牌保护你。All
right, and the other way that you keep faith is obedience.
另外一个方式呢,保持你的信心呢,是顺服。You
just do what you know you should do in quiet obedience, and your faith will grow and grow and grow.
你就是顺服做你该做的事儿,然后你的信心就会一直不断的成长。
All right, and the verse goes on and says, if you do this, you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
第十六节接着说,如果你这么去做,你可以灭绝那恶者一切的火箭。
It's a strange picture. At the shield of faith is almost like a bucket of water.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, the shield of faith is almost like a bucket of water.
所以这个信心的盾牌呢，就像一桶水。
Okay, now what happens if you take a flaming arrow and you point it down and shoot it into a bucket of water?
那这个会发生什么呢?如果你用一个火箭,然后你照着仪器,把这个火箭的时候放在一桶水里,会发生什么呢?
The fire goes out.
这火就灭了。And
that's what faith does. Faith looks and faith sees a big problem coming.
那这就是信心所做的。 信心呢,当一个非常大的麻烦来的时候呢,信心就把它灭。And
faith says, I don't need to worry about that.
所以我的信心说,我不用去为那个事担心。And
the flame of the fire from the devil goes into the water, and after it's gone through the water, the fire's all gone out.
所以呢,恶魔射出来的火箭,当它通过了那个水以后,从水里再出来的时候,所有的火都灭了。
Would that be a good thing to have in life?
这是不是在,如果在你的人生中,当然是很好。
That's a good thing to have in life.
就在你的人生中,如果你有这样的信心是非常好的。
Are there ever things in life that scare you?
在人生中有什么事情让你害怕呢？
Oh yeah, you see, that's pretty scary.
你说对对对，有时候会非常可怕。
All right, so the shield of faith will keep the fiery arrows from hurting you.
你的信心的盾牌呢，可以保护你，让你不被那个恶魔的火箭伤害。
Now the next one is take the helmet of salvation.
下一个呢就是说呢第十七节便戴上救恩的头盔。
What goes on inside a helmet?
所以呢在那个头盔里面是什么呢
Well, that's where you do all your thinking, isn't it?
所以呢你在这个里面你都是在思考是不是在这里呢
You put the helmet on to protect your head.
你把头盔戴上那是保护你的头。
If you don't protect the head, you could be in real trouble.
如果你不去保护你的头你会就有大麻烦。
So, what do you do to protect your head? Answer, you take the helmet of salvation.
有什么呢保护你的头呢用救恩的头盔来保护你的头。
So tell me, how do you think?
你告诉我告诉我你怎么想。
It's very important that you think right, isn't it?
这个呢就是说很重要的是你正确的思考是不是。
And so the Lord says, I want you to keep on thinking about the salvation into which I have brought you.
那主耶稣说的我要你一直在思考我给你带来的救恩在你的大脑里。
How good is the salvation into which you've been brought?
呢你被带进的那个救恩有多好呢
How many good things are associated with the salvation into which you've been brought?
呢有多少好的事情让你被你带在你被带进救恩的时候会发生。
And so, yeah, I think it was in the last meeting, we were suggesting that you make a long list of all the good things God has done for you.
因为在上个会议结束的时候我说呢你可以列一个长长的表列出来所有的救恩给你带来的好事。
Okay.We said that'd be a big piece of paper and you'd need lots of pens to write down all the good things associated with your salvation.
我们说那必须是一个很大很大的纸你需要很多很多的笔来写下所有的跟你得到救恩以后所发生的好事。
So what are you thinking about?
你在想什么
If you go around thinking about all the bad things, you can have problems. Don't always think about the bad things. Think about the good things.
如果你成天想着坏事那不是个好事。你要不要去想那些坏事通常呢要想好事。
And I've told you repeatedly about my friend that I visited one morning who was lying on the floor when I visited him.
我一直在告诉你我一个朋友的故事但有一次我去看他的时候他躺在地上。
I said, what were you doing on the floor?
你躺在地上干什么了
He was an old man and a sick man. And this is what he said. He said, I was lying there doing my exercises and thanking the Lord for all the things that aren'tWrong with me.
因为他说呢他是一个很老的人而且是一个生病的人。他说呢他躺在地上呢在做那些锻炼一直在做锻炼的呢他向献上神献上感恩就是在他身上所发生的一切的不好的事。
Take the helmet of salvation, start thinking right.
所以呢把那个救恩的头盔戴上开始正确的思考。
Joshua is told by the Lord, you meditate on the law of God day and night, you'll prosper.
因为神告诉约书亚如果说你一直 按照神的方向去思考正确的什么方向呢，你就会成功。
Psalm 1 says, you meditate on the law of God day and night, and you'll prosper.
所以呢，诗篇一说，如果你昼思夜想神的话，你就会成功。
Now the next thing we've got to take, verse 17 is, we have got to take the sword of the Spirit.
所以第二件我们告知的在第十七节的时候拿着圣灵的宝剑。
Now, what do you do with a sword?
拿宝剑你会干什么？
Well, you use the sword to drive your enemies away.
所以呢，你用你的剑去驱赶你的敌人。
And sometimes you use the sword effectively, and sometimes you don't.
有时候呢，你可以很有效地使用你的剑，有时候你不会。
Do you remember Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane? He swung his sword and he cut the ear off the high priest's servant.
那你记得在克西马逊民园，当彼得他把他这个剑抽出来的时候，他把那个大祭司的仆人的耳朵砍掉了。
I don't think he intended to. I think he was probably planning to cut his head off, not his ear off.
我认为他的目标并不是他的耳朵，而是把他的头砍下来。
But he didn't use the sword very wisely. We have the Bible, the sword of the Spirit, and we are to use it wisely to defeat the enemy when he comes at us.
但使徒彼得呢，他并没有很好的运用他的剑。我们用神的圣灵的剑，就是圣经，所以我们能够很好的去用这个剑，当人别人袭击我们的时候，我们很好的用那个去攻击他们。
What happened when the devil tempted the Lord Jesus?
所以当那个魔鬼诱惑主耶稣的时候，发生了什么呢？
There were three great temptations. What was the Lord's answer?
所以呢，有三个大的诱惑，那主耶稣的回答是什么呢？
In each case, he simply quoted the Bible. Three quotations from the Bible. He took the sword of the Spirit and the devil left him for a season.
所以呢，在那个主耶稣的回答呢，他是引用圣经，引用经文的话，用这个当作剑来打那个恶魔，那个恶魔在主耶稣拔出这个圣灵剑以后，他就离开了他。
And the last part of the armor is verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints.
所以呢，最后一节我就是在十八节里，靠着圣灵随时多方祈求祷告，并在此警醒不间为众圣徒祈求。所以这段提醒我们呢，我们要一直不停的祷告。
All right, so I'm trying to count the number of elements in our armament. We've got number one, the belt of truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, the feet.Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Number four, the shield of faith. Number five, the helmet of salvation. Number six, the sword of the Spirit. And number seven, prayer.
因为我在试图在数这个我们所有的武器。第一个呢就是第十四节里，第一件就是真理的腰带，第二个呢就是公义的护心镜。第三个呢就是平安的福音穿在脚上，第四个呢又是信德当盾牌，第五个呢就是救恩的头盔，第六个就是圣灵的宝剑，第七个呢就是祷告。
Alright, so those are the seven elements of clothing that we put on as we go through life. We take the whole armor of God, we put those seven pieces on.
这七件，当我们在我们的人生中应该穿上的神所赐我们的军装，我们一直把这个穿上来走我们的人生。
So when you're younger, your mommy says to you, "Now you go and get dressed."
当你年轻的时候呢，你妈妈说你自己去把衣服穿上。
Sometimes you come back and you say, "Okay, mommy, I'm ready to go."
有时候呢，你从回来，你说妈妈，我已经穿好了，准备走了。Mommy
says, "But you didn't put your shoes on. Can't go without your shoes on."
妈妈说你并没穿鞋。如果你要去走路，你不可能不穿鞋。Now
the Lord says the same thing to us. He says, "As you're going about the work of God, you make sure that you got all your clothes on."
因为那个主跟我们讲的同样的意思，说如果你要去服侍神，你要保证你把所有的衣服都穿上。
If you have all your clothes on, you're going to stand.
如果你把所有的衣服都穿上了，你会站立得住。
If you forget one of those clothes, you'll probably fall over.
如果你忘记了穿任何一件，其中的一件，你可能会倒地。
If you forget to put the helmet of salvation on, you might get hit in the head.
如果你不把救恩的头盔戴上的话，你可能被人家会打伤你的头。
Okay, if you deviate from the truth of God, you'll get hit in the loins and you'll go down.
如果你不穿上神的真理的话呢，你会在腰上受到袭击，然后你会躺在地上。
If you forget to pray, you'll make a big mistake.
如果你忘记了祷告，你犯了一个极大的错误。
All right, so those are the seven items for standing tall for God. Questions on them. How do we live this? This is vital in our Christian life. We've got to take the whole armor of God, all seven. Questions.
Comments.这个七件呢，七件神所赐我们的装备了和军装呢，是我们所有的人都要穿上的。这对我们基督徒来说呢，是一种极其重要的事情。 到目前为止，大家有什么问题和看法可以提出来。Who's
got a question or a comment today?
谁有问题或者说有什么看法可以提出来？我有个小问题。
那个执政的掌权的指的不是我们的政府 government 和我们常说的法律，还是指的是黑暗势力那些执政的掌权的，是吗？还有那个律法，是这个意思吗？我理解是这个意思。你说他是不是指我们现在这些政府的？对，就是不是要我们对着那些执政掌权的，指的是就是真的是那些什么，比方说法律呀，还有 government 那些指的是黑暗势力的那些执政掌权，是吧？还有那个 ruler。我问一下他啊。So
Julie has a little question. She said, in verse 12, there's the rulers, authorities, and power of dog. This, her means this. She means this is this the for the government of this world, and the ruler of this world, authorities of this world, or just spiritual rulers, authorities in the heavenly realm, dark world. Is it in the dark world, or is this is what's the difference? Basically, what's the difference between the rulers in this world, just like a government, and the dark world?
Okay, I think that the latter is the right answer. I don't think it's so much the forces that we can see, the government of British Columbia or the government of Vancouver. I think it's the spiritual forces behind that.
不是这个这里讲的这些政府啊掌权的执政的并不是指我们毕森省的政府或者温哥华的政府，他是指那个属灵的那种掌权的，是那个魔鬼在后面。
Our problem is we don't really know what those forces are.
因为我们的问题是呢，我们根本就不知道到底那些是指的什么。
How does the devil tempt us?
那个魔鬼怎么样去诱惑我们呢？
Answer, many, many, many ways.
但是它有很多很多的方式。
Very hard for us to identify what's going on.
对我们来说很难分别在发生了什么。
Something happens, and you may say, I think that was the devil, but I'm not sure.
你有时候发生那些不好事，你说我认为那是魔鬼，但是我不确定那是魔鬼在做。
How did the devil tempt Job when Job went through his sufferings?
那魔鬼怎样去诱惑约伯呢？但约伯在他的苦难中。
Well, in one case, he made him sick.
在一个方式的他犯了个错。
In another case, he sent some enemies and they attacked him.
因另外一个方式呢，他派了那些敌人去袭击他。
In another case, there was a storm from heaven, and it just destroyed the family because of the strong winds.
其实说另外一个方式呢，就是从天上降下来了啊暴风，这个暴风呢破坏了他整个的家庭。
Job might have been tempted to say, the circumstances are against me.
因为约伯呢可能会被诱惑说这个环境对我不利。
In other cases, he might have said, the bad guys, the Sabaeans, are against me.
因另外一个地方呢，他可能说那些坏人他们来对付我。
In another occasion, he simply could have said, I don't know, it was just a bad storm. The wind came and the house blew down.
因为有时候他说的，我不知道发生了什么，而只是说风暴下来了，那个房子倒了，所有东西都没了。
So we can't tell where the temptation is going to come from. We don't know what kind it is. All we know is that the devil likes to use anything he can to attack us.
因为我们不知道那些袭击来自哪里，也不知道它是什么方式，但是我们唯一知道的是魔鬼会用他所有的他有的他能够用的方式来袭击我们。
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the days of the Apostle Paul, it was the government.
那在主耶稣的那个年代，在使徒保罗那个年代呢，他曾经是那个政府。
In some cases in his life, it was the spiritual rulers who were against him, the Pharisees.
那在有些地方呢，是那个属灵的那些掌权的那些人呢，就是属于法利赛人。
What we do know for sure is this, that the enemy is going to try to destroy us, try to defeat us.
因为我们确认的呢，就是呢，敌人呢，他想摧毁我们，他想打败我们。
And we've got to stand strong for God in the midst of whatever the attack is, wherever it comes.
我们要在神里呢刚强站立得住，不管在什么东西，不管在什么环境中，当魔鬼袭击我们的时候。
But the verse also, Julie, would imply that the spiritual forces are not just one or another. They are many and they're integrated. They're not independent. The rulers, the authorities, the powers of darkness, the spiritual forces of evil, they're working together.
因为这个这一经文同样告诉我们呢，啊，不只是一个魔鬼，不只是一个方式，一个恶魔，它也同样呢，对执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界天国属灵的恶魔，他们呢通常是联合起来，他们互相协作，一起来洗净我们。
We don't know much about them, and it's probably good that we don't. If we did, we'd probably get more scared.
我们不知道他们到底是什么，但是呢，既我们不知道他们，对我们来说可能是好的。不过我们真的知道他们什么，我们会更害怕。
All right. Other comments, questions?
另外还有什么问题和想法？
All right, back to verse 18. It says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
这里说呢,
so the question is often asked, how should I pray? When should I pray?
通常呢，的问题呢，是我怎么去祷告？我应该在什么时候祷告？
And the answer is, you pray every way and everywhere.
你答案是呢，你以任何的方式，在每一个地方、每一个方式祷告。
The question is often asked, how should you read the Bible?
因为问题通常提的出来的是，你怎么去读圣经呢？
And the answer is every way.
所以答案是呢，以任何方式。
You read it fast and you read it slowly.
快点读或者慢点读。
You read it sequentially and you read it repetitively.
所以呢，你就按照系列的读，或者说你重复的读。
You try to get the overview, and sometimes you spend weeks on just a few verses.
因为你要是从一个大的方面去看呢，有时候你几个星期只读几节经文。
There's really no one right way to read the Bible. You read the Bible every way.
因为这里并没有说只有一个正确的方式去读圣经。
Same is true of prayer.
当然呢，那个祷告是同样。You
pray quickly and you pray slowly. You pray for a long time. You pray for a short time. You pray alone. You pray with a friend. You pray with many. You pray with all. You keep on praying every way you pray.
你快速的祷告或者慢速的祷告，或者说你祷告很长时间，或者你祷告很短时间，或者说你一个人祷告，或者你和其他的人一起祷告，或者大家一起祷告，任何方式，只要你祷告就可以。So
the question I guess is, how does a child speak to his mother?
那问题是呢，一个孩子怎么去跟他的妈妈说话？
And the answer is any way and every way.
当然是那个小孩以任何方式去跟他妈说话。Sometimes
a child comes to his mother with a long reasoned explanation.
有时候那个孩子们来到他妈妈面前呢，他讲一个很长的理由去解释。Sometimes
a child just blurts it out.
所以呢，有时候这个孩子只是来说，就这么一下就说出来。Sometimes
a child says, please, mother, would you please give consideration to my particular need?
因为有时候呢，小孩会说：“求求你了，妈妈，求求你，我真的有这个特别的需求，能不能照顾一下？”
Other times, a child just yells.
因为另外的时候，那个孩子就是这么喊叫。
Okay, we're supposed to come to the Lord with all kinds of prayers.
所以我们应该呢来到主面前以各种各样的方式祷告。
And then verse 18 goes on and says, with this in mind, be alert, always keep on praying for all the saints.
第十八节继续说，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So when you pray, what do you pray for?
祷告的时候，你为什么祷告？
And you pray for everyone.
你为每一个人祷告。
You pray for help and strength and all the other things. You're praying for the people of God. So the Christian's prayer is not always for me.The Christian's prayer is mostly for other people.
那你可以祷告祈求帮助，祷告祈求力量。但是基督徒的祷告通常并不是说为自己祷告，通常大多数时候呢，我们是为其他的人祷告。
Verse 19 is, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me,So that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
第十九节继续说呢，也为我祈求时，我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Well, why would you have to do that?
为什么要那么执着呢？
How long has Paul been a missionary?
那个保罗做了多长时间那个宣教士了？
How many sermons has Paul preached?That's a good question. How many sermons did Paul preach?
这是一个很好的问题。那个保罗讲了多少场道？
On an average day, how many sermons do you think Paul would preach?
在一个平均的时间里，你认为保罗平均每天讲多少场道？
I would think quite a few.
我认为有很多。
John Wesley was a great preacher.
约翰·威兹里是一个非常伟大的传道人。
And, he would often preach 5 sermons before breakfast.
他通常在吃早餐之前他讲五场道。
Do you think he preached more sermons than Paul?
因为他比保罗传的道多吗？
Probably not. So why would you have to pray that Paul would know what to say?
那为什么你要去为保罗祷告，告诉他要讲什么呢？
Don't you think he would have learned by now what to say?
你认为他没有学会要讲什么吗？
Paul says, no, what I say isn't important. Paul says, I want you to pray so that I will fearlessly make known the gospel. I need to be given the right words.
你本来说呢，使徒本来说我讲的话不重要，你要为我找祷告呢，为起的时候得着口才，能一放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
How long did it take Paul to prepare a sermon?
这是一个保罗准备一场讲道的时候，他要多长时间？
Answer long enough for God to give him the right words.
你这个时间足够长，道神呢给他正确的话去说。
Now if Paul needed prayer before he were to preach,How much more do we need prayer before we open our mouth and start talking about the Lord Jesus? Pray, pray, pray for yourself, pray for others. We all need the help of the Lord as we go about His work.
如果保罗他开口讲道之前他需要祷告，那你我需要多少的祷告？当我们开口讲我们的主耶稣的时候呢？我们为自己祷告。为其他人祷告，祷告我们在讲主耶稣开口讲主耶稣之前能够讲这。
In verse 20, we read, Paul says, I am an ambassador in chains.
所以呢，第二十节说，我以这福音的奥秘做了链锁的使者。
That's a strange thing. Where do the ambassadors live?In Canada today, where do they live? They're ambassadors.
这是一个非常奇怪的词。 那今天加拿大的大使他住在哪里？
Well, their countries usually buy them beautiful houses, don't they? And they have their offices in these beautiful houses, and they are a law unto themselves in those houses.
今天的大使们呢，他们派他们来做大使的国家，通常给他们买一个非常漂亮的房子，让他们住在里面。他们所有的工作都在那个漂亮的房子里头做。
Paul was not an ambassador from Rome. Paul was an ambassador from heaven. He should have had the finest, housing to live in. He was God's ambassador.
所以在使徒保罗他不是罗马帝国的大使，他是从天堂来的大使，他应该有一个非常漂亮的房子让他住。
So if you went to the city of Rome and you said, excuse me, I would like to find God's ambassador, please. They would say, oh yeah, he's over in that dungeon over there. He's in prison there.
所以呢，如果你到当时到罗马帝国去，你到罗马的首都去说，你说，对不起，我找神的大使。他们说，啊，对呀，他就在那里，他就在那个粪坑里，在监狱里那个住着。
Very, very strange.
就非常非常的奇怪。
Paul says, now you pray for me.
使徒保罗说你为我祷告。
I'm the ambassador here. I need your prayers too. Paul needed your prayers as much as you and I need one another's prayers.
因为我是神国的大使。使徒保罗他也是他需要祷告。我们每个人互相之间都需要别人的祷告。
He says, pray that I may declare my message fearlessly.
而且呢，他说祷告呢，为我祷告，让尽力本分放胆讲论。
Why would he pray that? Why would he ask that?
为什么要求这样的祷告呢？
Probably because he was scared.
大概是他非常害怕。
The only reason he would pray that he might be fearless was that at the present time he was fearful.
所以呢，唯一的原因他要祷告说他放胆的讲的时候，就是在他讲的时候他有点害怕。
But God answered his prayers, and God answered their prayers for him, and when he preached, he did preach the message fearlessly. Good for you, Paul.
所以呢，神他应允了保罗祷告，也应了那些众使徒的祷告。当保罗讲到的时候，他并没有害怕。这对保罗来说是非常好。
Okay, well, our time is gone again for today. We've gone through most of the book of Ephesians. We've only got a few verses left.
所以呢，我们的时间也到了。我们基本上以弗所书的大部分都读完了，我们就剩下。
We'll probably go on to the book of Philippians next. We're just trying to pick up the great themes of scripture so that our foundations are clear and solid. So next week, Lord willing, we'll look at Philippians.
因为下面呢一个星期主日宴议，我们可能是要学习腓立比书，因为我们试图把这所有的一切的这个场景把它连起来，让我们建立一个坚固的基石，让我们可以在这里有信心。
In the meantime, Merry Christmas, see you Christmas Eve for our special family night. Going to be very interesting.
因为现在呢，跟大家说圣诞快乐，大家在那个圣诞节平安夜的那个晚会上见，那个是一可能是一个非常非常有趣的一个晚会。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that we can go through the Christian life in a victorious way because you have provided the armaments so that we can stand for God.
主要我们要非常感恩，因为我们可以经历我们基督徒的人生，得一个得胜的人生，因为我们有很多从神来的全副的军装，我们可以站立得住。
Lord, our prayer is that you will help us take the whole armor of God, that we will be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil.
主啊，我们祈求您帮助我，让我们可以拿起所有穿上神所赐的所有的全副军装，当我们和恶魔战斗的时候，能够站立得住，能够得胜。
Help us, we pray. We thank you for making your truth clear and plain. We thank you for the giving us the Spirit of God. We need your help.
主要是感谢您的帮助，感谢您让我们把这个真理啊，把您的真理变得清楚和容易懂。所以我们感谢您给我们的帮助。
And so we give thanks, Lord, asking you for your help in Jesus' name.
因为我们向主献上感恩，请求您的帮助，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.